has just broken some new news. This has just come out from the Associated Press. This is incredible. Trump administration officials have been sending babies and other young children.
Oh.
Hold on.
If it feels like neighborhood policing has vanished, it's not around you. We haven't seen a police while I've been here, and I've been here for a little while now.
Yes! Yes, I'm so excited. Africa won the World Cup. 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 I mean, look, I get it. I get it. They have to say it's the French team, but look at those guys, huh?
Well, yes, but I also think that what people are starting to see, at least in the occupation of Palestine, is just an increasing crisis of humanitarian conditions. And that, to me, is just where I tend to come from on this issue.
You use the term the occupation of Palestine. What did you mean by that?
I think what I meant is like the settlements that are increasing in some of these areas and in places where Palestinians are experiencing difficulty in access to their housing and homes.
Do you think you can expand on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd also just, I am not the expert on geopolitics on this issue, you know?
Looking like some crackhead Ninja Turtles.
God is on our side. On the side of the children. On the side of what's right. On the side of what's honorable. On the side of understanding that if we can't protect the children, we can't protect anybody. And so let's stay the course. Let's make sure we show up wherever we have to show up. And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
The amount of time that you were spending on the taxpayer's dollar, wasting it when you were supposed to be doing your job, texting back and forth to the court, is a problem.
And that's what I'm saying is,
and the gentleman has already answered that question. So now the gentleman from Maryland, and the gentleman has already answered that question. So now the gentleman from Maryland.
Sick of Obama. I'm a critic of the Democratic Party.
Watch.
Because I'm literally a communist.
Watch.
Because I'm literally a communist.
Hello, I'm Owen Jones. I'm here at Labour Live, and I've been running around backstage, chatting to some of the artists, the musicians, and of course Jeremy Corbyn himself. And here's a little bit of what they had to say.
You two take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead,
oh
go
my God.
Go
so
go
so toxic.
Can you go hit the swap? Whoa!
I come to heal, blah, blah, blah.
It was a very, 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 very mutual mean thing to do.
And Thatcher went, ah, 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 ah. It went, no.
Not be doing a rap battle with John McDonald.
I have started, I have started my speech. This is the longest speech. It's quite interesting doing a speech when you don't even, haven't even started, you know, you started before you started. I did that once. I started going on in theatre shows. You know, when I'm doing.
What are you planning to tell President Trump on trade and Iran? And are you willing to use blunt language?
I think it's been a feature of the relationship that I and certainly Emmanuel have maintained with the president that allows us to be blunt and frank, and we have been throughout our exchanges with the president from the very beginning. I can certainly speak personally to say that I have consistently stood up for Canadian interests, consistently demonstrated where we disagree, but done so in a polite and cordial context.
A very special thanks to Cult of the Lich, The Crimson Satyr, Sir Percy Blakeney, Macadamia Nut, Stephen Thomas, Jonathan Eubanks, Mike Jones, The Ambivalent Onion, Time Stealer, Cosger, Holy Spatula, Tragic Vision, Michael Burt, Ginger Bill, Blake Barrows, and Edward Darrow.